N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. Do you copy? Alright, let's try again. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. I don't have the net preamble in front of me here tonight, so I'm just going to call for any emergency traffic. Any portable battery power to mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WAQU.
Are you on Echolink tonight there, John?
No, I'm not. This is the night of snafus. Go, carry on.
That's all right. I figured you just like jumped on frequency and jumped in, but that's all right. I'm just checking to see if there are any Echolink stations wishing to join the net tonight.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And I believe your dad, John, was in there for a minute. He may come back.
All right, roger that. KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff. Kevin James here, KD2FPM. Say hello to you and to everyone up in the Boonville area and everyone that's listening, even on the scanners. In fact, my friends over on, I know I'm going to mispronounce this road again, forgive me. I think it's called Lachutes Road or Lachutes Road. Yeah, I just wanted to say hi real quick. I've been playing out in the backyard here tonight. Took my little night vapor plane by park zone out into the park for, oh, maybe about a half hour or so, and was able to get it up and fly it around, and got to impress some of my family members because they hadn't seen the plane in action yet. So that was kind of neat. You know, they got to see the little blinking lights on it and actually watch me take it off and bring it in for a landing and everything. So, you know, they watched me manipulate the control surfaces and make some controlled turns and, you know, do some climbs and stuff like that. So that was kind of cool. I think right now we got 63 degrees under mostly clear skies here. We didn't get all that warm here today, so it's kind of a comfortable day. Can't complain. So on that note, I'll back out. I'll say 73. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, glad you got to take it out for a spin there, and a good day for it. Little windy where I am, but probably not everywhere else. It was a little windy, not crazy. And nice day, though. You're right. It was, well, here today, it was sunny for most of the day. Occasional cloud would come by and cloud it up for a minute, but it would come right back. And beautiful day up here. And all right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. And let's see if there's any other Echolink stations wishing to check in.
AC2WI.
Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Yeah, it looks like your dad may have stepped back out. KD2FPM back to net control.
Roger that. Okay. He may be having trouble getting in. It happens sometimes. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
WA2U, good evening.
And 2YQ.
right, there's three more. I hear Dan in there. Usually Dan runs it on tonight, but I didn't catch you there at 9 o'clock, so I picked it up for you. Sorry there, Dan. All right, we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, not too much going on here. I'm in my usual non-productive cycle of reading stuff on the computer, starting out with some Brian Wilson or Beach Boy thing or something, and then leading into whatever. It is kind of nice, you know, the original sort of cool thing about the web and hypertext is that you read and, you know, then you get a link to some term or something. Of course, now if you don't have a link to some term, you just search on it. But as soon as the net is over and I'm done reading the current article, I get a little more work done. I think probably I'll have to, well, it's down to 62. It's actually not that cold, but I guess I'm going to probably shut the doors and some of the windows, maybe. I don't think it's going to get real cold because it got cloudy, so that's one thing I haven't looked at with everything else I've been looking at is the forecast, but I thought it was going to be rainy-ish today, and I was going to just get out in the morning and work. Well, the sun came out, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go out for a little canoe because, you know, you got to get while the getting's good. My problem is that if the getting continues to be good, you don't get any work done. But it looks like maybe tomorrow and Thursday might be somewhat overcast and not very warm tomorrow or Thursday, 69, 66. Hate to see that because the water temperature is already dropping and it's just going the wrong way. Oh well, KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, I don't know. I was going to do a lot of log splitting today, and I didn't because other things came up. And now that you tell me that it's going to be overcast, I'm kind of happy other things did come up. I like splitting the wood when the sun's not out. I tell you that right there. It's hard enough to do all that lifting and carrying and, you know, stacking and everything else when you don't, you know, in the shade. It's a lot harder when the sun's beating down on you. It feels like... somebody's got the heat lamp right on you. But all right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right. WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. WA2U and the Black River Valley Service at WA2U here. I got a little chuckle out of it because it seems like a few weeks or months ago I did the same thing. We all do that. So we'll have to have a call for the early net starters. And that repeater out in it's on the Boonville frequency, but it's out in Rochester. Never has the right time. So that's a scary thought. Just give you the heads up on that. I think when we changed the clocks, they don't even change. So anyways, had a great day, a wonderful day today. Little moment of sadness as 12:20 rolled around today. I put the last piece of wood through the wood splitter. So the wood is all split. And so in another 3 weeks, we'll get to our logs. But kind of anxious to see how much we'll have out there when it's all said and done. So raked up under the wood splitter. Kathy got all the bark and a lot of the odd pieces of wood over by the fire ring. Hopefully Thursday evening we'll sit around and have some 807s and get the Sirius XM radio out on the deck. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, the summer's just it's flying by. But we got the wood split. Still some has to be piled, but it took, I don't know, I wasn't very fast, and it took 34 and a half hours is actually a tack and a hour meter on there to go through 40 logs, although they were 20 foot logs, so some were really pretty gnarly. And sometimes I'd come in and get a glass of water, and I go back out, and I winch up the whole thing down, so it's a ballpark. And after I got that done, worked on the, had a nice table. Heavy duty table that was down here in the cellar, and I took that out a few months ago, put it out in the shop, and I said, you know, today's the perfect day to get out there. So I got the sander out and sanded it. It's kind of a 2.5 foot by 2 foot, and that is going to be the home for the chain grinder, sharpener. So I'm going to populate that. I sanded the table down, and then I thought, well, a friend stopped over, brought over some nice polyurethane and slapped a couple coats of that on there. That went on there rather nicely. And I brought the table back in, and I was just out here before the net started, so thinking how to put that all, put it all together. But I should get another load of logs in about 3 weeks. I don't need them for this year, but hey, I'm like you. It was toasty out there, but we got it done. So, and I guess the Woodson Field, they set a record, something over 45,000 this year. So that's really good. All right, I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. You got a super signal from the camp up there. You can be totally incognito now. I can't tell if you're, in fact, I don't think I can hear you from your home on the input, so you can be at camp or home, and no one can tell unless you let us know. WATU, back to them.
All right, John. Well, I can definitely tell I got a lot different in signal here because I've never picked up the Rochester repeater before, and here I am picking up a camp, and it told me it was 9 o'clock, and I jumped on there, and I started the preamble, and eventually I looked down at the clock, and I saw it was 5 minutes early, as you were, I'm sure you heard, but yeah, I agree, the summer, boy, summer should get a speeding ticket this year, it is flying by, and well, I'm glad you got all your firewood done, and you got some time to let it sit out there in the sun and dry right up. That's what I usually do. I let it sit right out there without any metal on it or anything. Let the sun bake it for a while. And if I know it's going to rain, I'll throw some metal on top of it. And then when it's done, I take it back off and let it get almost as white and fluffy as you can let that firewood get. But anyway, thanks, John. Thanks for checking in.
And if somebody's around tomorrow night, they might want to pick up the nut for me also. But thanks, Jeff, for picking it up this evening. And they picked it up last week, Tuesday, Wednesday. I appreciate it. Thank you. We're camping here. We'll probably be here till Labor Day, after Labor Day now. Like I said, we got a big wedding coming up here this weekend up here at Winter Park, Saturday. So, anyways, we'll be busy with that, for sure. And getting ready for that. And it'll be a fantastic day coming up. So, anyways, but thanks, Jeff, for picking up on that. And like I said, if anybody's around tomorrow night, pick up that appreciate it. I probably won't be around, so thank you. So, okay, thank you, Jeff. I don't know what kind of thing I got here. I've checked in here since been here at Whitaker, so. Excuse me, this is
N2 Wilco. All right, Dan. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give your signal about a 5.5, 6, somewhere in there. You're not bad. You got a bit of bacon frying in the background, but nowhere near as bad as it was up there at Whetstone. So, well, if you make it in tomorrow night, I'll give a shout out either way. If you're out there, start the net. If not, I'll probably run it tomorrow night, too. So I'm up here at camp myself for the entire week, so I don't mind. I have nothing else better to do. So I'm glad you guys are having a good time. It sounds like you're having a real great summer. You're camping out in some great places. So thanks, Dan, for checking in tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take some more calls from anybody who wants to check in.
KA2ZNZ. KC2NBU.
KT4RSQ.
Okay, there's three more. We'll start with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, just kind of keeping busy down here. It was kind of a nice day again for working outside, not too awfully hot. And the wife and I had a few errands to do today, and we took care of that. Spent part of the afternoon working in the garage, as I like to do this time of the year. I guess that's about it. Not too much going on down here. Today was mostly cloudy. Mostly cloudy all day, but got in the mid-70s. Right now we're down to 65. Nice weather for sleeping. 7 trees all around, KA2RNZ.
All right, Jack, well, I tell you, I agree with you there. No humidity. I thought of you today when I was, every time I'd step out in the shade while I was fishing, and it was so comfortable, and you have the sun, it was so hot, I said, boy, Jack would like this weather. There's no humidity at all. All right, thanks for checking in there, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, it's KT4, I think this is RSQ. Is that Steve? Good evening, what's going on tonight?
Good evening, here's Kilo Tango 4, Romeo Sierra, Quebec. Stephen in Bristol, Tennessee. Just wanted to check in and say good evening to everyone on the net. Beautiful day here in Bristol, Tennessee today. Nice and sunny. Sounds like there's a bunch of campers in here. I worked at the track last weekend, so I'll take that paycheck and I'm going to go camping this coming weekend. But just like I said, just saw the net going on and just figured I would check in here and say good evening 73s everyone. I'll turn it back over to you to net control. Here he is, Kilo Tango 4, Romeo Sierra Quebec.
All right. I apologize to Ray. I actually skipped him over. Sorry. I have a little sheet of paper up here at camp, and it's a little dark up here. I didn't see it. But, Steve, where are you going to camp out? Are you camping out in Tennessee, or are you coming up to state here to see some of the racing going on up here in New York?
I'd like to head up north, but unfortunately I've only got 3 days until I go back to work, so I believe I'll go down to Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area of Tennessee.
Roger that. I know how that goes. And you got to take the time where you can. All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening down there in Tennessee. It's good to hear from you. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. If you want to come in and check in again, please feel free to do so. All right. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. Sorry, I skipped over you there. I didn't see you on the list. I'm sorry. What's going on tonight, Ray?
Oh, not much. It's 61 degrees here, and nothing exciting going on up here. I'm just calling it a night. Over.
All right. Well, roger that. We have 57 here up in the camp. Last night we were the same temperature as you, but tonight we're about 4 degrees shorter. So I don't know what that means for tonight. Might actually have to get the wood stove going up here at camp. We'll see. All right, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I got up here this morning at camp, and I took my time. I didn't wake up until it was like almost 9 o'clock. In fact, I didn't even have breakfast until it was almost 10 o'clock. I was here at camp. I didn't care. I took my time, and I got out. We went for a long fishing trip up the Black River, and I hiked through all that river rock and up through there, and I went up about maybe mile and a half, and then I on the way back I cut up through my neighbor's property, who has a nice dirt road going up through there, so I didn't have to walk all that river rock back, which was kind of nice because they weren't really biting today at all, at least not up there. And it's the first time I've been that far up the river, and I don't think I'm going to be going back at the rate I was not catching them today anyway. I got back here. I was pretty tired after that, after all that hiking and fishing and everything, and had some lunch, took a little nap for about maybe 45 minutes or so, got up, I had a little business to attend to here, and fortunately the internet was cooperating with me through the cell phone extender, so we were able to get some work done that I didn't want to have to do because I'm on vacation, but we got it done anyway, and then we split some firewood and set it on the fire for a bit, listened to the Yankee game, and that's about it. Checked into a few nets tonight and decided to see what was going on with this net tonight, and Ray's out there camping, so I picked it up, and that's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
This time I'll try it on the full battery, yeah, 2 KPX.
N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on today?
Well, start the day off, I woke up this morning. Didn't find myself in the obituary, so I figured it was going to be a good day to start out with. Then my aide came in and did some cleaning. And she went out and did a little shopping for me. But she gave me enough groceries to last me the rest of this month. Then after that, I sat around playing on the computer for a while, got on the phone and yak for a while, had a quick dinner and went down to play bingo downstairs. I came up about 10 minutes after 9. Of course, we sat there yapping for a few minutes afterwards. So. And then I tried to get into the net and couldn't do it because the battery in the other radio was died. Didn't realize it. I could hear it, but I couldn't get out. So here I am. And the gentleman over in Bristol, you get a chance to listen to Caitlin Baker. Listen to her. She's over there in that. And she's over there in that area. I'm quite sure you will enjoy listening to her. And to keep you.
All right, Rich. Well, geez, I'm surprised you couldn't hit repeater from where you are. You're not that far. You're like 2 or 3 miles from the repeater. But, well, I guess you were just having some issues probably with the battery. All right. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KD2JBC.
JBC, I think that's Lou up there, if I remember right. What's going on tonight?
I just thought I'd check in here tonight in the Boonville net, say howdy, 73s to everybody on there, and I'm just going to clear back to you. Back to net control. Good evening, gentlemen, 73s.
Well, let me ask you, Lou, do you have the wood stove on in the basement tonight, or are you still hanging out there to stay cool?
We're still hanging out here to stay cool. We've got our firewood all done. It's all in the woodshed. Our sugar house wood's all done. That's all in the sugar house. And we're just waiting for spring to start boiling some sap.
Roger that. Well, it's getting cool here. I don't know what your temperature is there, and you may not know. We have it 58 here, and it's got a feeling tonight that it might actually break down into the 40s tonight. It just has that feeling. I could be wrong. It's clear out, it's cool, and there's no humidity, but we'll see. All right, Lou, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency program which you use. I got to thank Kevin, Pete, John, Dan, Jack, Ray, Steve, Rick. I'm trying to read my own handwriting, it's pretty bad tonight. Rich and Lou, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, WATU.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, sometime we'll have to try 446
UHF, that you'll find it, that antenna works really, really well on the UHF. I know there's not a lot of repeaters up there that are UHF, but I thought I'd mention it to you.
What was the frequency again?
446.000. 446.000. That's the, like, that's UHF kind of 5.2, you know, like you have 14652 for 2 meters. 446.000. That's like a calling frequency on UHF.
Roger, I'll try that maybe tomorrow on my handheld. This rig here I have up for my base station here. It's only two meters, so it's not going to do that. But I'm pretty sure my handheld has that. I'm able to transmit on that frequency. I might give it a shot. I was able to hit the 210 repeater here with the handheld plugged right into the antenna, so I think I can do that. You know, we'll see what happens.
Oh yeah, well I never. Yeah, I mean I can hear you on the input from up there, so that's good. You got everything, and then when the leaves go away, it gets even better. So, and I heard you talking about. I think you were talking about the cell phone. I think you were on a net tonight about getting 4 bars on it. So you got things. Doing it all, it's all working out okay.
Roger that on the leaves. When the leaves fall down, you get a lot better signal. That's for sure. I got 3G here with 4 or 5 bars, depending on the time of day. And when the leaves fall, sometimes I get enough sensitivity on the antenna there. I pick up the 4G, which is usually a little more delicate, but I do get it from time to time. Once the leaves are down, and we'll see what happens. It's that's part of the fun up here at camp. And at some point, I have a tower over here that I got all stuffed up underneath my camp, and I'm waiting to get a bunch of other projects done. And once I get all the landscaping stuff done, as far as excavating and stuff, and I get the spot picked out, I got a big tower that I'm gonna put up about 80 feet up, and then I'm gonna get all that stuff up there, and then it's gonna be a lot more fun.
Wow, well that'll make a big difference. Then you'll, when Rochester comes up, that's what we've all been dealing with for a long time. Now you hear it up there, so. Well, that's good. That's where all those PL things come in handy, so you don't have to, you can selectively listen and stuff, so. Yeah, there's some good repeater lists that are out there, and it's kind of fun to go around and see what repeaters you're actually able to get into. I like the feature on the radio here, depending on different radio. This one has a weather alert in it, so you probably can pick up a lot of the weather stuff, too, so. Yeah, well, if you ever want to experiment on UHF, I just was thinking, I know the GP9 here works well for that, and I've had it up a year or two, so I've got to get this up higher than 13 feet, so yours is up higher than mine is right at the moment, and I know once if I get it up at least 40 feet, it's going to be a whole new world as far as reception and transmission is concerned.
Yeah, that's one of my final projects. I want to get everything, you know, situated. I'm sure where it's going to be, and then I'll put up the tower. It's my grandfather's old ham tower, and it's ready to go. But, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT.
Oh, okay. We'll try to check in tomorrow night. Thursday night, we'll probably be around the fire. You got to take advantage of the Thursday evenings here. A couple of our friends go back. One fellow goes back to work, you know, and the summer's over with the school and stuff. So the party's over, more or less. But all right. KD2AIT, WA273.
This is KD2FM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FM is out.
This is...
for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come out, please.
That's KPF.
KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is
M2WBX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. Welcome and acknowledge. N2KPR, good evening, Rich. KD2AIT, good evening again, Jeff. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations for us, Jim? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 Storm, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Adams at...